Kip from Kinderhook, and I'm calling in regard to comments made by Alan on Monday's roundtable regarding the death of Ariel Sharon. I think Alan was his usual astute self in analyzing the situation regarding the coverage that Sharon's death has been getting, especially in the United States. Not to put words into Alan's mouth, but I think he was very carefully tiptoeing around the central issue, which is it is essentially prohibited for anyone in the mainstream media to say anything critical of Sharon. I can well understand that. And as Alan seemed to be suggesting, at least what I heard him suggest, was that there are interest groups around who will react negatively to such negative commentary about a figure such as Sharon.
My name is Evan Johnson from Worthington, Massachusetts. I just listened to the end of the roundtable on Tuesday, the 14th, where Joe was interviewing an attorney named Rich someone. I didn't catch his last name. His comment that Obama's legacy is going to hinge on his statement that everyone will be able to keep their insurance plan is misunderstands the issue that's going on. The vast majority of people who will lose their health care or were not able to keep their plan are those of us who had catastrophic health care plans, which do not meet up with the requirements of the Affordable Care Act, so that by getting a new plan that meets the Affordable Care Act, my wife and I are now saving about $300 a month and getting better coverage than we used to.
My name is Mr. Roy, and I'm calling from Poughkeepsie, and I was responding to today's Vox Pop about the university story where the conservatives are not getting equal voice. And I consider myself a moderate, but it's definitely true that, you know, when I went to college at a state university, I realized very, very quickly that if I did not give an opinion, I was enrolled in some history classes, if I did not give opinions that were more left-leaning or downright hypercritical to some type of institution, my grades would be much lower. So I had to make that shift in the first year or so. And just by playing the little politics and giving the opposite view of history on the left side, I went from getting low B's to getting A's across the board for most professors. So I think it's completely ridiculous, but it's totally true that the score that you will get in a history class in most public universities today is completely and totally based on the political insights or views that you give of the history being studied. It doesn't mean that you don't know history. I could cite you facts, dates. I could give you opinions of history, but if my opinions were more right or conservative leaning, I was not going to get an A.